If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm
still time right now. Slow it down. Put a little soul in your bowl. Chillax. You have done it. You've cleared an hour in your day to better yourself, embolden yourself, and embitter yourself. It's my brother, and me.
And embiggen yourself.
And embiggen yourself, most importantly. This is my brother, and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I am your host, co-host, provocateur, impresario, Justin McElroy. With me, as always, is my brother, Travis McElroy.
Yes, that is correct.
Who has a new microphone.
Do you like that?
Do you like this?
People?
Huh?
How's that hit you?
The smartest thing to spend your money on that you bought the t-shirts is to put it back into my brother and me. So it's like you're not lining our pockets, you're lining your ear meat.
So we spent $300 on new microphones, and the other $300 we're going to spend to get Eddie Murphy on the show for just one episode.
Just one episode, guest spot, nothing off limits.
You would think
rules.
You would think $300 wouldn't be enough to net a performance by Axel Foley, but
yeah,
I guess he's fallen on hard times.
It's plenty to get for Pluto Nash.
Post Pluto Nash, right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Meet Dave. That Meet Dave cash. Those residuals just aren't what he hoped they would be.
Hey,
I don't understand why Haunted Mansion wasn't as big as I thought it would be.
I'm Griffin McElroy, by the way. You guys didn't let me.
There's
a reason.
Eat a biggin. Look at Travis using the power of his microphone to silence others.
That's right.
What do you guys say we just chill this show?
Just take it easy, right?
Yeah. Just hang out.
Yeah. Let's do a couple of easy questions first. Okay. Some slow balls.
Let me take off my pants. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank God he has a new microphone that we can listen to it in perfect audio quality. I have this is for Formspring. I have a mane of hair that helps break the ice with nearly everyone I meet. Jesus, man. What kind of product are you putting in your hair? Hey, my drink is warmer than it was. You broke all my ice. Lots of people recognize me because of it. But I want a job, and looking the way I do, no one will employ me. Should I sacrifice popularity for a job? Or remain penniless yet cool? There's nothing cool about being penniless.
I've never seen a homeless man with a great head of hair.
Yeah, no one's like, hey, the moths in your hair are really sexy. You seem like a cool guy.
What is that, bubble gum? I like that. Looks nice.
In your nose? You're a hobo.
Listen, I think there's a way to have your cake and eat it too. In which, like, there have got to be jobs out there that you can find employ at while being so hirsute. You could join Rusted Root. You could become a permanent member of the band Rusted Root.
Yeah, you could work as a bouncer at your local hookah bar.
Mm-hmm.
You could become a barista at an independent coffee shop.
No, they frown on that shit.
I don't like that.
They don't want your
face pubes.
No, it has
to be independent.
They don't want your face pubes in a macchiato.
Who?
How did this go from he has a big head of hair to he has
Griffin.
Face pubes?
Griffin,
no, I took it like a beard too. Like when he says mane, I'm thinking like a lion's mane going all the way around his head.
What? You think when you read mane, it's like rapping beats. When you read mane, you think he's got a ring of hair around his head like a lion.
Yeah, like a lion.
You don't. How did you get to be as old as you are and not know thing like what things are? Like you don't know things that are things about them. You don't know the things.
I don't leave the house that much,
Justin. That kind of thing comes with a new microphone.
That kind of clarity and understanding.
My brother, and me. What can I do to build my confidence so I can go out there and meet some new ladies around my age? Or is focusing on school and work now, meeting someone if I'm lucky, an okay strategy for the next couple of years? It's like I'm desperate for some action. I just wonder if I'm making a mistake by not going out there and making myself available. Kevin.
Well, I hope that latter strategy is a good one. I sure hope so.
Do you think it's going to be like a pizza delivery girl? Like, hi, I have these 24 buffalo wings that you ordered with extra blue cheese. Hey, you are cute. Nice tip. Do you want to go on a date?
Blue cheese is my favorite, too.
Listen, Kevin, connection. Cut your fingernails, take the boards off the windows, get out there, meet some people.
No. Stop living I Am Legend. Get out there. I it's a sad fact of reality, Kevin, but here's the thing, okay? Maybe you are going to meet your special lady. Maybe you're going to be the kind of guy who just walks into a gas station one day and there she is. But statistically speaking, that somebody special is going to be a specialer somebody if you've exposed yourself to more members of the opposite sex. That's just science.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically, of course, not.
Don't really expose yourself. We don't want to be a party to that.
Although you don't know, you might Although be that it special is a party. Someone in federal prison.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, you gotta get out there. You gotta say hi.
Building confidence goes.
Oh
man, you gotta not be afraid to fail.
Like, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be a confidence builder right away, especially if you're not good at it.
Just don't fail in front of anybody.
Yeah.
Because that'll be so embarrassing.
Yeah, why don't you take her into a dark, abandoned alley where no one can see and then fail?
That's a good opening line, too. I'd like to take you... I'm about to hit on you, but I'd like to take you to a dark, abandoned alley to do it in because I don't want anybody to see. That should be a pretty good icebreaker. It's not—it's no mane of hair as an icebreaker, but it is a pretty good one.
I'll tell you this. You'll get a reaction every time, and that's what you're looking for. You're just looking for a reaction.
Can I suggest...
Then you got her.
You can get strong by being constantly rejected. That's how some people would do it.
Just and build up that thick hide.
Thick hide. You can't
really
feel anything.
Scars across your heart.
You know what you could do? Just walk up to girls randomly and just say, no thanks. And then walk away. So you're like mass rejecting lots of girls without ever risking being rejected.
Oh,
yourself.
Take it a step further. Walk into a bar and announce at the top of your lungs, "I don't want to sleep with any of you," and then walk out.
Sorry, ladies.
They will flock to you as you leave the bar.
Get a T-shirt that says "Sorry, ladies, off limits." And see, I bet that T-shirt would work for you. I bet that would work.
Yahoo Answers
user test submission.
You two work it out. Travis, go.
I was just going to say, there was a comedian once who said the best way to get a woman to sleep with you is to walk in and tell her that you're bad at sex. So I was just going to say, approach women and say, "I am awkward and uncomfortable and don't know how to talk to women." And just lead with that. That's my advice. Go, Griffin, go.
Yahoo Answers user Tessa Mission asks, this was sent in by a Twitter user, Mr. D. Muffin. So thank you, Mr. D. Muffin. Tessa Mission asks, "When I move out, I want to adopt a whole family from Ethiopia. I have a heart for starving children, and I'm about to move out, and I'm getting a 149-acre home, and I plan to have a farm, but I would like to have help a family out and adopt a whole family and build them their own little house on my land and share a little bit of land for them. I was wondering if they would let me take them out of their country without a passport, or..."
Yeah, that's how it works.
I need to make sure you poke holes in the box.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure what you just described was light slavery.
Just mild bit, slavery.
Just maybe a touch of slavery.
That's like, that you just described like the PG-13 edited for TV version of Roots. Like that.
I want to adopt this family. Another nation. Are you with me so far?
Okay.
I want they can live on my. I wouldn't call it a plantation, but it is plantation sized.
I call it a funtation.
Funtation, sure.
So
I don't grow any crops yet, but I'm thinking about getting in the crop game. And it'd be handy if they wanted to help out in exchange.
What kind of crops?
Room and board. Textiles.
Textiles? Okay.
Mostly.
So they're going to be picking felt.
Yes. Hemp. Stuff along those lines. I'm going to build them a house, though. Not a big house.
More like a room.
But not a small house, right? Mm-hmm. Not tiny.
And I imagine when I adopt them, at first, they'll be really scared. Because they're not going to know what's going on. They may resist, even. But you know, I think eventually they'll appreciate the fulfillment a fulfilling day of work can provide. So.
So, yeah. So, lady, you don't have a heart for starving children. You are a slave master.
You're a slave master.
That is illegal, what you just described.
You know, it's just, it's the warm feeling she gets from the terrified looks on their faces.
Just,
you know?
That's all the payment she needs. Is it okay?
That and their free labor.
Is it okay to pee in the bathroom sink if you're drunk? I ran the faucet for a while, if that helped. Okay.
No, read the last.
Peace.
Read it all together, making sure that you add that last word.
Okay.
Because it really makes it.
Is it okay to pee in the bathroom sink if you're drunk? I ran the faucet for a while, if that helped. Peace. Nick, I am, before I answer your question, I am put off by the change of tense in the middle of your question, because you went from, like, it sounds like you made a decision right after that question mark and then are retroactively asking our forgiveness. That's the context to me. That's the hidden meaning between the lines, or the question marks in this case.
He didn't pee in my bathroom sink, though, so he has nothing to ask forgiveness for.
That's a good question. Are you peeing in your own bathroom sink, or, like, the bathroom sink at a bar? Because not okay.
I'm sure if we did a silent canvas of the three people on this podcast, we could probably find one person who has peed in the bathroom sink on a regular basis. Not anymore, but
you're thinking just one?
Oh, Jesus. I will say,
statistically speaking, at least one person on this podcast.
At least one. Regularly. Definitely less than three.
I think that I have to ask this question. What is the compulsion for peeing in the sink? It's just there, and you're just like, especially when you've been drinking. I don't know if you're like throwing off society's rules or just saying you're your own man and you pee where you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty sucky revolution because it's still like going in the same spot. So you're not exactly, you know.
They're not making poster board signs about it, you know?
Yeah. I think it has to be
an act of rebellion.
You think it is? Not a good one. Not like a super rebellious one. Just clean it up afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So he ran the faucet, if it helps.
I think what we've agreed on is it's not okay to pee in the sink if you're drunk, but if you're sober, it's totally cool.
Yeah, I just want it to be a choice. Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm in love with my best friend of 2 years, and I'm not sure if she likes me back. Any advice?
You should move away.
Move away. Just get out of there, man. Change your name. Or I got an alternate. How about this? Ask her, pussy.
Why would he ask her pussy? We need to get the punctuation straight in that sentence. Is it ask her, pussy, or ask her, pussy?
Now, get a divining rod. No, I call you that name, which I shouldn't be using female genitalia as a slang term. I'm going to say wimpo.
Yeah. What about wiener?
Ask her, wiener? Stop being a wiener and ask her, wiener. I say that with love. She's your best friend 2 years. That's at 1/35th of your life, statistically speaking. How about you just ask her and either get to Frenchin or Beat Cheeks out of there? And keep this in mind when you ask her, and if she says no, you do have to move away.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's your answer. Now do me a favor and stop listening so I can give everyone else an answer. She doesn't like him.
No, that's like not him. True.
No, that's not true.
If after 2 years he doesn't know if she likes him back.
Dude's shy.
Listen, Form Spring dude, just ask her. Trust me. Because
That's going to be the best day ever. If it works.
If it were her mom.
Ask her mom if she likes you.
Yep.
Yahoo Answers user Gally McClar.
Nah.
Nope. You just want to go ahead and.
That's not a name.
The name is David.
David asks, does a woman ever love a stalker? A stalker who stalks 24/7 from childhood to adulthood for 5 long years.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, there are
many things happening here I am uncomfortable with. Is there more of the question?
there are additional details that say, I mean from teen to adult age. So I would say maybe...
And also my delete key is broken, so I can't edit that thing I said just a second ago.
16 to 21, I'll say.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's let's inception this shit and kick it down another level.
Incept it.
I'm going to incept it. Is this the stalker asking the question, or is it the stalkee?
Oh my god.
You just blew my mind.
My mind is blown. You think that maybe she's like, listen, I don't want to give everybody the wrong idea about stalking, but sometimes it works.
Like maybe, yeah, maybe she actually kind of likes this dude that she sees occasionally going through her trash. But she doesn't know if it's okay to like him.
She hated it and was scared of it and couldn't stand it. And then after years of it, it's not that she loves it. She's used to it. It's like the new Arcade Fire album. You just wait and wait and wait, and eventually you get him. And finally you get this stalker. You understand where he's coming from.
You know, this gave me an idea. If I ever stalk someone, I'm going to put on a giant raccoon suit before I start going through their trash. That buys me like 20 minutes.
Honey, don't move. Don't move. But
they can smell
the
fear.
They can smell fear.
That the ring-tailed world. Bastard.
Wow.
Hey, I've wanted braces for a couple of years now and have finally gone to the orthodontist. I was expecting to pay around 1,800 to 2,000 squiggle marks.
I believe that's pounds.
Is it pound or is it lira? Which, even at that amount, would be very really difficult for me to pay. But once I got to the orthodontist, he told me it would cost 3,200 lira, euro, pounds, to have braces. This amount would mean a huge commitment over 2 years of my life. I'm only 18 and want to go to university next year. My teeth are not extremely crooked, but they definitely need braces. Should I plunge into debt for a couple of years with the reward of straight teeth, or wait it out until I'm 24 to 25, or maybe never? I don't know who to ask. Please help. Thanks. David.
I do want to point out, he didn't type, not extremely crooked, but they definitely need braces. He says, not extremely crooked, but they defiantly need braces, which I like. You're like, hey, listen, I'm your teeth. Deal with it.
Give me some braces, you bastard.
Give me braces.
David, I can't say this enough. I know I brought it up in a few episodes, but I was the only McElroy fortunate enough to know the sweet embrace of braces. There's no amount too high for that feeling.
You know how like in your life you have these random things where like everyone's staring at my eyebrow, everyone's looking at my, you know, this Z on my cheek. Everyone looks at your teeth. It is actually true. Mm-hmm. Look to your grill. Get that grill fixed. Because when you talk, everyone's looking at your mouth.
It's true.
Or
deal with that.
You could just tell people to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, save some money. Get a tattoo on your lip that says, deal with it. That would be way cheaper, and it would, like, that's something people are going to remember.
So,
whatever happened to David who used to come around? I don't remember a David, but I do remember a guy who had a tattoo on his lip that said, deal with it, and so I respected him for it.
Can the top lip say, yeah, I know, and then the bottom lip say, deal with it?
Yeah, and on the inside, you pull down your lower lip, and there's a Chinese character for strength.
Have you thought about getting, like, a grill? Like, getting gold teeth, diamonds?
Oh, my God, yes. That's got to be cheaper.
But if you've got a fucked-up grill, and you get a real grill on top of it, mm-hmm. You're going to look like a Bond villain.
Yes.
Yes. Why are you listing things that are positives and pretending they're negatives?
Why is that not awesome?
I'm saying either get that sweet embrace, because it feels so good. I gotta tell you, having your teeth move around, oh, it's an experience
they would sell better if they were called embraces.
Embraces? I don't think so.
I would buy them. I don't even need them.
Or just be confident, because people find confidence in faults sexy. That's why Kirsten Dunst is as famous as she is nowadays. She's got a grill that looks like she stopped a train with her teeth.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I do know what you're saying. confidence. If you don't pretend it's a thing, other people won't even notice.
You know what gives someone confidence?
What?
Having $3,200 in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, not dollars, though. I don't know. I don't
it might
know
be really cheap. I don't know what this money means.
Are there, is it rubles? Do people still use those? Rubles?
I think it's shekels.
Shekels?
Brothers 3, help me out. At the moment, I'm in algebra class I failed last year. And I got stuck with the same old bag lecturer. I need to pass this class to get my engineering degree. Josh from Gmail.
Josh didn't explicitly state a problem in this question.
Yeah, it sounds like, Josh, you're on the right track.
I'm not good at algebra. Like, if you've come to the exact wrong place, if that's what you're looking for.
Geometry may be something, but...
I can tell you how to cheat, which is how I got through both of my high school algebra classes.
Go on.
You sit near a smart kid who wants friends.
Hey, Josh, I'm going to hit you with something. Kind of pull the camera back a little bit. Let's zoom out for a second. Maybe you are in the wrong field. Maybe you aren't cut out for this. Maybe this isn't your right calling if you're having such trouble. Yeah, I don't blame the way.
Math is kind of important in engineering, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like you need to know this shit. Like, if it's tough for you.
They build
you
bridges might... and shit, right?
Yeah. I kind of want you on point.
I think that's it, though.
I kind of want you to be, like, really bomb at this class. I would like you to leave the class, stand up, and walk out and be like, no bridges for me, thanks, and then leave.
You know what has never, like, I've never been walking across a bridge and had someone say, you know who built this bridge? A guy who can't do algebra. And just felt awash with confidence.
Yeah. I remember when I built this bridge, it was the third time I failed algebra. And, hey, it's not my fault. I was the same lecturer, but I did drop out of school. I don't know why they let me make a bridge.
I am good at Legos.
Does go directly into the air.
Well, that's only because it's up. You got to let a boat through. Josh, just stand up and announce to the class that algebra is useless. And see how the teacher reacts. She may... He or she, I guess old bag, that sounds like a she. She may wink out of existence when faced with that sort of incontrovertible logic.
Mm-hmm. I did that to a social studies teacher one time.
Did you? Did it work?
Yeah, I said, this is so pointless, I will never use this information. And then they cease to exist.
Stand up and yell, you, madam, have killed the frail old lady that is algebra. And see if you can start leading a revolt.
Yeah. Oh, so you want him to kill her, Lord of the Flies style.
You know what? I ain't against it. Blow that conch shell.
Blow that conch shell. Get Piggy to smother. Dear Mobimbam, I'm having a bit of difficulty with the bros before hoes rule. Well, that's not a good start, but keep going. The majority of my friends happen to be female, and I only have a few male friends. Would my female friends be considered bros and my male friends hoes? Thanks for your help.
No. You're doing it wrong.
Bros before hoes is kind of a dumb thing to say.
Yep.
I want to deconstruct it and take you back. Bros before hoes is something that men say to each other to make themselves feel better. Because I want to take you real deep in here. It's always hoes before bros. It's always women always come first.
Let's peel back another.
They're thinking about women. They're not thinking about you.
Peel back another layer, though. Because the bigger problem here is that you are unironically using the word bro and ho. I don't know which one's worse.
Both pretty bad.
They're both really bad.
How about
maybe... It sounds
maybe...
like you're in a chicks before dicks kind of situation.
In any event, your male friends would never be your hosts. That is...
it is important to know.
Yeah. It's a good test. Here's a good test. Gather all your male friends together at Giovanni's. Walk into Giovanni's and say, what's up, my hoes?
Suppose.
Suppose.
You sluts. Yeah,
that goes over. Bet not good.
The thing is, the phrase bros before hoes is something that the other guys use to keep you... from, like, ditching them. It's not like a... It's nothing any guy has ever sat down and go, you know, I'd love to go home with this lady, but bros before hoes, I suppose.
Yeah, it does...
the only way
bros before hoes, I suppose, should be the new one. Pros before hoes only apply. Travis is right. It's never a life choice, like, guidepost. You never say, like, I should go to my best friend Tommy's bar mitzvah, but I have a date with this girl who is very attractive. Well, bros before hoes. It's not like that. It's something where he calls you and says, hey, I'm going to invoke bros before hoes, I suppose.
Are you? Oh, you got me good.
I've been trying to think of a bros before hoes, except after Joe's. It's escaping me.
Except after Moe's, because if you've had Moe's burritos, you need to just go home.
Bros after bros before hoes, except after Moe's. Also,
I'm sounding like A in neighbor and A.
It does work for your literal bros, though.
Yeah, always.
Push comes to shove, your real biological bros should.
And we will remind you. Oh, we are your biological brothers.
I've been doing that wrong for years. Then
for years.
Oh, no.
Bio bros before hoes. What you want to say?
Bio dome before hoes.
Late to the fad on Twitter asks if Mbimbe. Okay, this is hard. If MBMBAM is pronounced Mbimbam, are the fans Mbimbambinos? I think that's kind of fresh.
I'm not crazy about it.
Only the dudes.
I kind of like Mambas or Mbimbambinos. I don't know. We need some guidance here. Let us know on Twitter which one what you like. If there's a different one you like.
Can we pick out someone who's our greatest fan and call him the great Bim Bambino?
We can. Someone will
I
be
think
the great
that would
Bim
have to
Bambino.
Go to Tristan.
And then our fattest fan can be the great Hambino.
If you think you're the fattest Mbim Bam fan, let us know.
We just
on Twitter.
Pitched the greatest reality TV show. Are you the fattest Mbim Bam fan?
I think that show's called The Biggest Loser, and it already exists.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, really.
So if you are Mbimbam's fattest fan, you send in an email or a tweet with your current total weight.
In LBs.
No pictures of your girth, because I ain't trying to get sick over here. just the facts and figures.
Just the stats, and then let us know
just
what
the
you're
stats,
eating
fats.
Right at that moment.
That's the name of this contest. Just the stats, comma, fats.
And if you're the fattest if you're the fattest one, I will give you a free code to download MBBAM the app experience.
The fat experience. Don't eat that iPhone though.
And Fats Domino, stop applying.
Yeah, you are dead.
Yahoo Answers user, I look so good
without
you.
Can we not have one where it's like, are you Mbim Bam's sexiest listener? No.
No, that's not required.
Picks, please.
Just the fattest one? Oh god.
Yahoo Answers user, I look so good without you, asks, was a disease and it killed everyone on this planet except you and some other person who was ugly? It didn't kill you two because you were both immune to it. Kind of like in the movie I Am Legend. Weird.
Except opposite. Yeah.
Would you kill yourself or would you continue living and have a sexual relationship with that one ugly person?
Oh my god, is this person asking, would you rather kill yourself than fucking ugly
Not
person?
Not just yourself.
That is exactly what they're asking.
Would you rather bring humanity
to a screeching
to an
halt?
End?
Yeah.
Or stick
you,
it ago?
That, speaking of confidence, that's gotta be like the worst hit. Like, two people left, you look at them and just say, well, that ends this chapter of humanity, I suppose. Dead.
Just make sure you say something to him before, because I want him to live with that. I want that's how humanity should go out, with a sad person too ugly to have sex with.
Not with a bang, but with a suicide.
Or a double. Hey, why don't you just kill that other person? I mean, doesn't that solve your problem?
Or just, or why would you
problem solve here?
If you don't want to have sex with this ugly person because you're the last person on Earth, just don't have sex with them. Don't kill yourself.
Why
do you have to kill yourself?
Yeah. Or just junk on them. Whatever.
Did the disease also destroy all the bags in the world? Come on.
Come on.
You need to take care of this.
Don't kill yourself. Please, for all of us. Just start. Although, you know what? I was going to say, they should not bring humanity to a halt, but think about it. Half ago, kids, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Whole human race is like...
Because that gene will never come out of the pool.
The ugly gene will never... Me? Oh, my father. Yeah, I'm 1/16th ugly. My great-great-grandmother was ugly. Hey, my Bim Bam.
Hey.
I'd really like to... Hey. I'd really like to have one of my questions answered on the show, but my life isn't interesting enough that I have any questions. Is there... You're doing it wrong, dude. Is there any way you guys could help me out with, to come up with a question to ask you?
All right.
I'm so glad you asked.
This is a little bit... Before we get into this, this is a little bit like... The could God make a rock so big that even he couldn't lift a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is pretty spacey.
This is
could we come up with a question that we couldn't answer?
We may wink this out of existence.
But we do need to address some things.
Okay.
That have been happening in our lives, in the life of the show. We're so happy that people have been sending in questions. I was, like, from episode one... We started getting more than enough questions that we needed to put an episode together. And that's awesome. That's really great. But they've started to take a turn.
What kind of turn?
A turn towards the creepy. And I'm not saying all of them. If your question's not on the show, it's not because it was creepy, but... I don't know how to address this because I don't want to sound ungrateful because I am super, super grateful. But
stop asking us about poop.
That's a good first step.
If that is even in there, even as a concept, just edit it out. Not good. Not a good question.
Because we probably won't read that on the show.
I can't even say that because I'm coming. My mic traffic is rerouted through China, and they censor anything scatological that I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty whack.
Speaking of whack, maybe don't ask creepy questions about like J-O,
or J-O-ing.
Or J-O-ing. Cuz that's
Jingo. That or probably Jenga.
Won't get read either.
or Kimbo Slice. And none of that. Don't ask any of those things.
Just ask a
straight up question true from your own life. Not made up, because we know if you're making things up, it's pretty obvious.
You send in made up things, and like they're funny, and we appreciate the humor, and like it's so awesome that you want to share that funny story with us. But
it didn't happen.
We're not going to read it on the show, probably.
I'll tell you what I would like to see. If you can't come up with a question, or if you've had a question before, and you followed our advice, I would like to know how that worked out for you.
Mm-hmm.
We can maybe read some of those. You should, I would remind you, never follow our advice, but if you do,
I think the
we
best
are not
thing,
liable.
The best thing we liable. Can tell you is to ask for advice about something. Don't, like, ask a question, like, what's your favorite type of hot dog? But ask for advice, because it's...
Like an advice show.
It's an advice
show. Or do what that one guy did and send us pictures of his girlfriend. That works too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that
or
guy.
Or tell us how fat you are. So either ask for advice, tell us how fat you are, or
just
send emails about how much you like Griffin.
Just all the stats, Fats, please. I have a 2-year-old son who is awesome. And lately, everybody thinks that. Catherine.
Nobody ever is like, I have a 2-year-old kid who's dump.
He's boring.
He's whack.
Do something fun, stupid.
I've been thinking of having another one. Uh-oh. Ever since I was a little girl, I only wanted one child, and now I'm not sure if I really want another child or I miss having a baby because my son is getting older. What to do? Oh, man. That's true. I think it would be pretty lonely growing up an only child. I think you should probably have 3 kids. Mm-hmm. I think that's about the right number.
And 3 boys.
3 boys.
3
no girls.
Beautiful, bouncing baby boys.
2-year-old is pretty good. Let's have another one, though, Catherine. I want you... Okay. One. You're asking the wrong... You're doing it wrong, okay?
Yeah.
You shouldn't ask us if you should have a child. But if you do, and I'm going to wholeheartedly insist that you do now, you have to name it something show-related. Because its very existence is thanks to my brother.
We basically are going to have a son. The 3 of us are going to have a son pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to be your child's godparents. We're its podfather.
Holy shit.
I love it.
And that's got to be trademarked somewhere.
We just did.
Just DM it.
Copyright. DM it. Done.
Yeah,
what I want you to do is when you get ready for the baby making times, however that works,
yeah,
play this episode. Put us on in the background.
Because we want our son to have a strong, confident voice in his mm-hmm. in his life that he knows that he can turn to whenever he needs anything, except for mm-hmm. money. Yeah.
And make sure you play our show on headphones on your belly, like I see on TV mm-hmm. sometimes with like Mozart and stuff. Mm-hmm. Baby Einstein tapes. We should make Baby Einstein tapes.
That'd be great.
But it's cool instead of smart. We make your kid like bitchin'.
Justin Travis Griffin III.
I love it. What about Batman?
See, I was thinking Preston.
Preston. Hi, I'm Preston Bim Bam Stevenson. Ooh. It's a pleasure. And I want to be the next president of the United States. That's what I hear in my head when I hear that.
I appreciate your support.
I appreciate your support. It's an unprecedented third term.
Oh, who are these three guys hanging from my coattails? Those are my podfathers.
I'm gonna find them lush cabinet positions.
In a lush cabinet. Oh, this is nice. This velvet.
This is great.
I want to hear Griffin's last question, but a couple things real quick. First, if you want to ask a question of the show, all the methods you can do that on are at mbmbam.com. We love it when people tweet about quotes or how fat they are. just make sure you use that mbmbam hashtag. If you want to buy something, there's a buy stuff link there where you can buy our My Brother and Me Appsperience. It's $2. You can listen to all the shows and ask us questions, and there's some special features. And you can also get T-shirts. The pre-orders are over, but we have some extra supply, so those are available on the site.
And those are going to start shipping out hopefully this week.
They're going to be shipped
in the order that they were ordered.
So if you got on it early, then they should be there. Thank you. You guys are so super supportive with the T-shirts and the app and everything, and we really seriously cannot tell you enough how much we appreciate it. You guys have been super, super cool about it. And make sure when you get your T-shirt, I want to see pictures of everybody wearing T-shirts. And maybe we can make a page on the site where people can just...
And not just wearing the T-shirt. I would like to see it in provocative places. Places where perhaps a Hey Jeffrey T-shirt isn't appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a funeral.
Yeah.
Especially a funeral.
Nothing turns a funeral into a funeral like a Hey Jeffrey T-shirt.
And nothing turns a funeral into a funnel like a funnel. And if you know someone who's good at making websites, I think we could use a new one. So let us know. Kind of neat. I'm looking at our website right now. It looks like an ad for the New York Times.
Just adopt an Ethiopian family to make us a website.
Make that website as quick as you want, but do make it. We do insist that you make it.
And make sure you subscribe to the show and rate the show.
A friend.
We have over 400 ratings now, which is just, it's mind-boggling.
It's
you guys boggle my mind on a regular basis.
My mind is boggled. I'm in a consistent state
of
boggled.
My mind is boggled.
Boggleded.
Boggling as one.
Zach Steltz on Twitter, he introduced his boss to the show. So I'm sorry about getting you fired, but we do appreciate you spreading the word.
Thank you.
Hit me.
Oh, my God. I've been excited to read this question.
Have you been excited the whole time?
This question comes to us from, I think it's Seachel, Seachel. Not a real name, but here we go. What's the difference between anorexic and balsamic?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
You will never know me.